Been a few weeks since we've had Paul from the Daily Mercury in for a chat. He does join us this morning. G'day, buddy.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit too long, actually.
You're the editor of the Daily Mercury, so you're a busy man.
Well, there is a paper that has to get put out every week, news that has to get put out every, 10 to 15 minutes. Things change.
The newspaper, I wouldn't even think about that, because we're in the form of entertainment, you and I, Dave. That we do that often.
It's not the best entertainment, so let's just put that out there.
But I'm sure you keep people well informed at the same time.
Well, that's our newsroom's department, not ours. But on Friday, though, and I don't know whether you agree with this, Paul, I was very surprised to see both Stephen Miles and David Crucifulli in town. We had no heads up that they were coming here.
Yeah, it seems to be they're jet setting all around regional Queensland at the moment, the government, trying to make up some shortcomings in polling.
Yeah.
It's not looking very good for Stephen Miles at the moment. A lot of voters seem to be rejecting his message, according to the latest polling come out of the Courier Mail last week.
Yeah.
David Crucifulli is in town as well, spreading his message. The opposition's been pretty relentless. They're going to keep hitting the government on cost of living, housing and crime. Mm. And specifically, he was talking
the hydro pump
while he was here as well.
And health. Yeah, of course.
Let me guess. There is an election on the way.
It feels like there is, right?
Yeah, you can definitely start to feel it building all around us. Yeah.
Now, did you have a chance to catch up with both leaders and did your team get some info on them? Because I got to talk about that. The hydro pump scheme in the Pioneer Valley is just leaving a really bad taste in all of our locals' mouths when it comes to the current government with Stephen Miles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did come to Yungala. He did apologize to people. I think there was an acceptance that the way that was announced to start off was horrific.
People
should have been spoken to first. Even Greg Williamson said he was blindsided when the project was first announced. So last week, what they did was release the studies that justified the Pioneer Burdekin project. So those were done about 2017 to 2020. Mm. So about 3 years ago, and that sort of explained the government's thinking on why that has to be built. So in those studies, they claimed that the only way we can sort of meet these 2035 targets, turn off the coal-fired power, get our emissions down, is to build these pumped hydro stations. Pioneer Burdekin in particular, because it's so large, it'll just be able to store so much energy and so much more than other sites. Now, where it gets tricky is the LNP has rejected the program. They don't want to build it for now. Mm. So if we don't build it, how do we meet those targets?
Because David Crucifulli is in agreement that we do need to reduce our emissions. So I think everybody probably agrees on that. We don't want to wreck our environment.
Of course.
So doing that. But I think the way that they have suggested with this terrible scheme, that was Greg was blindsided. Mm. Dave and I both disagree with this whole project. Like
there's a whole heap of other options. And one that's not being brought to the table is nuclear energy. It is clean. It is a lot safer. A lot of people think about Chernobyl. Mm. That was back in the 80s. I mean, we have better cars than the 80s. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't stop driving.
Yeah, true.
So that's another option there too, but it's just not on the table.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, legislatively, there's some huge challenges there. You'd have to change the laws to get it up and going. We don't have the industry. We need to train people. We need to get the expertise here. There's sort of timeframes. There's costs. There's a lot of issues with nuclear as well. Like whether we should be having that debate. Is it something we should be building in the future? I can't answer that. Is it the answer to our problems now? Well, the government doesn't seem to believe so.
And what is David Crucifulli saying? Like, I know that he says that he's not in support of that scheme, but did he give any hints on what he thinks should happen for our region?
Well, look, I've put it to the LNP. I've said there's a 75% target. You're signed up to it. Mm. If we don't have Pioneer Burdekin, how do we get there? Because the government claims it's the only way to get there. What's the alternative? What's the option? I don't think they're quite ready to present that, or they don't have it yet. So
I wonder if you can store bullshit coming from the politicians' mouths. Because, I mean, that's a renewable energy.
It's highly renewable,
I feel like if we did, we'd be living forever.
Yeah. Unlike the sun and the wind, there's no time that it's
exactly
not.
Exactly right. Hey, you can read more about that at thedailymercury.com.au. Paul, thanks for keeping us up to date. Really appreciate it. Thank you, mate.